Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's do this before week three, the 2-0 versus 0-2 stat. This blew my mind. Now, we all have heard the major stat that if you start 0-2, there's an 88% chance that you miss the postseason. However, since 2013, every single year since 2013, there has been an 0-2 team that has made the postseason. Every year. 2013, Carolina. 2014, Indianapolis. 2015, Seattle and the armpit, Texans. 2016, Miami. Last year, the Saints. So all we've been hearing and all we've been reading that if you start 0-2, you're done. You're finished. Not since 2013. Since 2013, there is a chance that you can still get in. Someone is getting in according to recent history. Now, you have a 2-0 stat that we should also know before we go through the teams.
So in the last two seasons, half the 2-0 teams have missed the playoffs.
Okay.
Half of them.
Last two seasons.
In the last two seasons. All right. So last year there was eight. The year before that there was eight. Half those teams, eight of the 16, failed to make the postseason. In fact, since 2007, 91 teams have started 2-0. Only 57% made it to the postseason.
57% since what year?
2007. 52 of them made it, 39 missed it, including that 11-5 Patriot team in 08 with Matt Castle.
Okay.
So there's a couple of things. So since 2007, 52 have made it, 57% have made it at 2-0. 10.9% have made it at 0-2 since 2007.
Okay. So recent history suggests that about half of 60%, if you want to be generous, of the 2-0 teams are getting in. But that means 40% of the 2-0 teams are out, and someone is getting in, probably one of the 0-2 teams, if you go by the last five seasons. So now let's go through the squads. I am eliminating the Miami Dolphins. We'll start in the AFC East. Dolphins out.
Amongst the 2-0 teams.
Amongst the 2-0 teams.
I will co-sign that. The Dolphins are definitely fraudulent. Although there's something that I guess makes me think that as I'm looking around the AFC, I give them a chance at a backdoor spot at one of those two wildcard spots, but they're not winning that division. When they play New England twice, they'll get beat by New England twice. And
they play New England tough.
I know they do. They do.
They've beaten the Titans and the Jets, but you sounded like you were about to buy.
I'm going to buy.
Why?
I don't know.
That's good analysis.
Something about, it's crapshoot.
But what do you like about their team? Nothing. You have to say.
No, I mean, I do like.
Well, they've allowed just 32 points.
You heard how I just said they played?
Yeah. Well, I know, but.
I agree with you.
The Jets destroyed Detroit. Now, there was a lot of turnovers there.
And you can only beat who you play.
And that's true. And the Titans are what? We don't know what the Titans are. They looked like trash that game, but then they go and they beat Houston, who may or may not wind up being one of the teams that we pick. I will say this, and I don't know what you want to take from this because it's only been 2 weeks, but they have the best defense in the NFL from DVOA perspective after 2 weeks. Now, again, it's such a small sample, but it is a valid statistic. But what is it after 2 weeks? I don't know that I buy it after 2 weeks, but I'll buy them.
Okay, I'm gonna buy Cincinnati, and I'm buying Cincinnati because of the Pittsburgh drama. Because Pittsburgh is going to allow the rest of the North to have a little bit of fun here.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the Bengals, whether it's the Ravens, have they fixed their offensive line issues with the former Cowboys O-line coach, Paul Alexander? We have Le'Veon Bell missing. We have Antonio Brown skipping practice. We have Roethlisberger being dramatic as always. And we have Mike Tomlin with no control and a defense that sucks. Their defense is terrible. Right now, I think they're the third worst defense points allowed in the entire AFC. So I am in on Cincinnati at 2-0.
In. In on Cincy.
I had them for the year.
Yeah, I had them as a wild card team this year. They may actually be the division favorites now, so I'll stay in.
I'm also in with you guys on Cincy. Now, I mean, at any point, it could derail. Still don't know the health status of Joe Mixon, and in my opinion, Mixon as a running back looks significantly different from a quality standpoint than either Jeremy Hill or Giovanni Bernard have looked in the last several seasons. So monitor that health. Obviously, and AJ Green, you know, the touchdown numbers are great, but he's still kind of doing what he's always done. You know, he only had 49 yards in his last game. He only had four catches, but three of them went for touchdowns. So I'm still a little bit cautious on Cincy, but again, I look around the AFC and I'm like, it's so wide open. Yeah, I'll put him in right now.
Jacksonville, we're all in, obviously, unless you want to shock the world with a hot take. Let's go to the West, though. Denver, my Denver Broncos. And Kansas City, both 2-0.
Well, one of those teams looks like they might be the best team in football. And one of those teams is the Denver Broncos.
What? The Denver Broncos? Look like they're the best team in football?
One of them look like they're the best team in football, and one of them look like the Denver Broncos.
Oh, and the other is the Denver Broncos.
I get you.
I am going to sell Kansas City. Last year, they got hot. And they ended up going on a big losing streak. Their defense is still bad. And I'm going to listen to Jesse Holly and Common Sense in that the league is going to get tape. And they're going to catch up to Patrick Mahomes.
Only Buffalo in the AFC has allowed more points. Okay. Only.
Their point differential is only 15.
Only Buffalo, Detroit, and the Saints in the NFL. Have allowed more points. They've allowed 65 points in two games.
So my hot take, Kansas City will be one of the 2-0 teams missing.
Does that mean you're putting then the other 2-0 team in that division in there? Or you're giving it to the Chargers still at 1-1?
I'm going. Bosa's out till when?
Could be till mid-October.
My problem with my Denver Broncos, I'm a little disappointed in what I've seen from Case Keenum so far. I was looking for a little bit more Viking Case Keenum, and so far he's thrown for 222 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick against the Raiders, and he opened up with three touchdowns and three picks against Seattle. So I'm going to put the Broncos in. I don't know if I have him as a division winner or a wild card. I'm going to put him in the playoffs and hope that Case Keenum gets better. That's where I stand with the AFC.
Can't do it.
I've got Denver out. I do not have them making it. And I am kind of with you on Kansas City. Kind of with you there. The problem that we're going to run into with this is that if we have both Denver and Kansas City out, and you also have Miami out, we're not going to have enough teams to fill up the postseason.
I put Denver in.
Oh, you put Denver in.
Are you listening to me?
You did put Denver in. But still, we're going to have, so do you have the Chargers making it?
I am going to have the charge. Oh, you're trying to do like the overall math on me?
Well, it's just
he's trying to lock you six teams. I mean, I think is fair in this exercise.
We've got to figure out because I had to do the same thing and I had to readjust in the middle of it. Are we going to have enough teams to get in?
Okay.
Because if Miami's out, and that's fine. I don't think that's crazy. You would have New England in. You would have Cincinnati in. You bought Cincinnati, right? You have Pittsburgh in. It's three. Jacksonville, it's four. You need two from the West, unless you think something like Houston makes it.
Well, I haven't eliminated the 0-2 teams yet.
That's true. So that's a good point.
We'll do that. There you go. All that addition later on. In case you're just joining us, we're doing the 2-0 versus 0-2 exercise. The 88% stat that your season's over if you're 0-2, it's false. Since 2013, one team has made it that started 0-2, and since, 2007?
2007.
57. Only 57% of the 2-0 teams have made it.
That's correct.
So you can take them out and you can put them in. Let's now move on to the other teams.
By the way, I say no to the Broncos, by the way.
Why?
I mean, I just don't believe it. They needed a miracle late run to beat the Oakland Raiders by a field goal. They won that game by a point.
Yeah.
They beat the Seahawks, who looked completely depleted, and you would think they would have taken advantage of that offensive line. They really didn't, yeah. And they beat them by just 3 points as well. So I'm not sold on the Denver Broncos just yet.
Yeah, I am close there with you. I'm just putting them in to try to make my prediction look better before the year. All right, NFC. Tampa Bay, I'm out.
I'm out.
Why?
I don't think they're going to be able to withstand it. First of all, they're not that good of a football team. And Ryan Fitzpatrick has completely just blown up. He's played out of his mind. But beyond that, what do they have? What do they have? Is their defense particularly phenomenal? Their offense has been. DeSean Jackson's had his best year in a while. He's a deep threat again.
Yeah.
But I don't buy that Tampa Bay is going to be able to sustain this. This entire season, their defense is as bad as anyone outside of Kansas City.
You in or out?
To me, what kills them the most is the division that they're in. I mean, the three teams underneath them are all 1-1, so it's not like anybody's falling behind a 2-0.
Though, look who they've beaten to start the year.
They beat the Saints. They beat the Eagles. Not taking anything away from those, but again, I do feel like. I don't feel like they should have beaten the Saints. If they played that game again, I'm picking the Saints. 10 times out of 10 times, even knowing what I saw.
All right.
So I just think that division is too tough.
All right, we got to fly on these 0-2 teams.
And we're obviously putting the Rams in.
Everybody in on the Rams. All right, so that's the 2-0 teams. Let's stay in the NFC.
No.
All right, let's try to make it easy. Arizona and Seattle, 0-2. They're both dead.
Dead.
Dead. All right. Detroit, dead.
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 Giants, dead.
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 Now let's go to the AFC. The Bills, dead.
Dead.
I don't know what to do with the 0-1-1. We'll keep them out of it. Houston. this is.
Oh, you're saying the Browns are dead.
This,
you were talking about the Steelers.
This is the meatiest discussion point. Are the Texans dead at 0-2?
Yes. Their quarterback's had a bad start. J.J. Watt, yesterday was the 2-year anniversary of his last sack.
What?
Yeah.
Say what?
The 2-year anniversary. Last sack.
Yeah.
I think injuries have taken a toll on him.
Have you seen numbers on how he's playing this year?
I haven't.
Okay.
But
so we could take an injury into account.
But that's part of it. Like he's an injured player. Like I think his legacy is going to be an all-time great player who couldn't sustain health.
Yeah, he was disruptive in the last game for the Texans, but they didn't have Jadeveon Clowney. That's what's hurting them.
I'm putting Houston in. I'm saving the armpit. They have the Giants next. They're at the Colts, winnable. Cowboys at home.
I don't think that game's winnable.
They'll be favored. Buffalo at home. Then they're at Jacksonville, and then they have Denver at home. So they have an opportunity, I think, over their next five games to get things back on track. They're still taking on the Titans and the Colts. Those are going to be the seesaw games in their division. I'm saving the armpit at 0-2. Dub.
No.
Done.
No, and I picked them to win the division, but, you know, the Colts look like they could at least beat them in a game. The Titans did just beat them, and I know kind of firsthand that the Titans aren't very good. I mean, they beat them without three starting. They lost their top three tackles. They had to play an undrafted rookie tackle, and they still were able to get by the Texans. Like, I don't know if it's not necessarily all on Deshaun Watson. I don't know what's going on. Bill O'Brien probably going to get run, and I think he's what's holding them back, and that's why I'm gonna eliminate the Texans.
Okay, so just to be held accountable, Choppy's doing the counting numbers math, and it's good that he is. My new playoff teams based off the 2-0, 0-2 exercise, Patriots, Cincy, Jacksonville, and Houston, Denver, and the Chargers. And even if I'm wrong about the Chargers or Denver, I think that, you know, the Chiefs can replace one of them, but I'm bumping Pittsburgh. So that's my replacement. The Steelers are out. Too much turmoil. Defense is too bad. I don't think Le'Veon's coming back anytime soon. And I'm out.
I've got my new teams are New England. Still have Pittsburgh going to make it. Chargers, Jacksonville, Cincy, Miami.
Yep. I still have Pittsburgh making it as well, joined by the Bengals, Jags, Chiefs, Chargers, and Patriots.
Chargers, man, they scare me.
They are so scary because don't forget,
they got to get Bosa.
They play 16 road games.
That's true. And they're at the Rams next, and then San.
Oh, that'd be kind of like a half home game. No one shows up for the Rams games either.
And then San Fran at home. So at least they're in Cali, and then Oakland. They got three straight California games.
Yeah,
right.
And none of them will have a home crowd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.